people do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boy's band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in me in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
Thursday Music Club open for Bennis on The Carney Show. Kara Sneed alongside and brings in Sam Fisher. As we do, Sam, how are you, darling?
I'm good.
You haven't been here in a while.
That's several few weeks.
It's good to see you in person. I love it.
Nice to meet you, too, as
well. You guys have never met.
We have not.
Surrounded by beautiful women. This is how it should be for us, Josh. This is how it should be every day.
Well, she Colin had a tan, so she wanted to come in.
That's why I got into this industry. I know, isn't it crazy, Colin?
He does look really nice.
What? Josh. He was great in 12 years of Newsman. All right. Is this on?
Yes.
Before we get into bands and stuff, well, first of all, what were we listening to there coming in musically?
Well, that's going to be the next Play It Forward event at the Pageant on May 17th for the School of Rock Kids.
Now, these are like 12, 13,
these
14
are 10, 11, 9, 12, 13 years old. Mega bands that night, May 17th. Show starts at 7:15. $25 is the early entrance, but $10 at the door for general admission. 50% of the sales or the profits are going to go to Play It Forward, and 50% are going to go back into the School of Rock Scholarship Fund to continue helping these kids learn music at a young age.
And it's really cool to see a kid playing a keyboard that's, if you laid it down, it's taller than he is or she is, or playing the drums. I took my boys there, and they just loved it.
Yeah, that's a great program from them. And we're blessed for Play It Forward to be a part of it at the Pageant, because what a great venue for these younger people. They don't even know about that stage. They don't even get it.
Yeah.
And they're going to be up there shredding some Rush. Looking forward to it. You should come.
Play It Forward, I would love to. Play It Forward, by the way, an organization getting musicians or getting instruments into the hands of kids that will become musicians, and sadly not really getting that opportunity a lot because of cutbacks in programs at schools and things like that. And Kara, your son play anything? Does he play an instrument?
No, he doesn't. We have a piano that I'm trying to learn how to play. And so I'm in awe of children that can do it, because I feel like it's 40 that
should we get him?
It's really, really hard.
You want him thrashing? You want him?
He would love it.
It really is fun.
When Kara just looked at me, for a moment I thought she was going to say, "I have a piano that I'm trying to get rid of."
No, I was. Believe me,
I had a little panic attack there.
Every time you've come on in recent weeks, I almost mentioned, "Well, do you need an upright piano?" I tried really hard. Turkey in the straw, you know, that kind of thing.
I love that song. Love it.
My version is tremendous.
It always makes me think of an ice cream truck, though. I get hungry.
It's weird. All these kids show up at our door after I play it.
I used to get dogs showing up at my door. But instruments of any kind, trumpets, guitars, violins, flutes, piccolos, what have you gotten lately? And what are you looking for?
I'm actually coordinating with a few people right now. We've got some keyboards out there and some clarinets and violins. But I did want to mention that this week I'm meeting Steve Housewright from Strings Attached, and we're giving him 8 acoustic guitars for their Strings Attached program for the summer coming up, which is great. And just a couple days ago, a teacher, Mark, from Orchestrating Diversity, came to the office and left with 2 cellos, 2 trumpets, 3-4 violins, a keyboard, several items that he took from the office. So they were very happy to get all those, but it's cleared out the inventory for Play It Forward. So we are looking for just about everything.
All right, we'll fix that. Play It Forward, STL.org. Take a look. It's in the basement. You're not using it. Come on. Get it in the hands of a kid that's really going to enjoy it and could possibly turn their life around. Now, the other hat she wears is talking about local music, what's going on, who's playing where, and we slip you a couple tracks, and that's where we head now, isn't it?
It is. So I thought we'd mention Nico Smith. He's been in the news lately.
Sex tape.
Not happened.
Sex tape.
Didn't happen.
Oh, it happened.
Oh, it didn't. I know Nico. I've known Nico for years and his team of people, and they're wonderful. And I got a big kick out of it. I got a good chuckle.
We found out it was Colin Jeffrey in the video. No idea. Is this on? Yeah. Well, Nico Smith, Ozzy's son. Really having to staunchly scream from the mountaintops. It's a different Nico Smith in this video.
Yeah, speaking of TMZ, because I think they released it first.
They're the ones. Kara loves them.
Yeah, so there's your credit for your information.
I appreciate what they do, right. But, you know, I don't know that it needs to be.
So different Nico Smith. But the one we know, the one we like, our
the one we know and love, you know.
Kept his pants on.
Yeah, our St. Louis guy, you know, former American Idol, Ozzy Smith's kid. Just a great all-round musician and doing things right in St. Louis. So you can check him out at nicosmith.com. You can find him on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. On April 18th, Hitting for Heroes at Busch Stadium. This is a great opportunity for people that want to get into the stadium and hit a bat. So it's benefiting littlepatriotsembrace.org. Their mission is supporting military families who have maybe their dads are overseas or out of town, and their focus is on the kids.
It's a great organization. Carol Watanabe and the rest of that crowd, I hosted their golf tournament last year.
I figured you would know something about it. So, you can also check out Nico May 1st at the Peabody, great venue for some live music, and, of course, May 25th at Harry's downtown. And this is off his new single, and it's called Going In.
Oh, I'll be looking for some trouble tonight. I see some perfume, better serve them all. Hey, what you drinking? I got you faded, barely intoxicated, making love faces. I'm really bored, right outside. I live a high profile, still I'm just an average guy. The music's loud, let's lose this crowd. Nobody like that will be the cat to make you say meow. I'ma heat it up, I'ma beat it up.
I sing that in the shower all the time.
You do not. It's a new single.
Call my house. My wife hear me in the shower. I heat it up. I got it up.
I actually really like that. That
I'm
was good.
You guys, he's fantastic. And, you know, go to see a live show. Nico Smith.
I think I'd faint if he took the sunglasses off. I've been in the studio with me 5-6 times at night at the old place, at night here during the... Always with the sunglasses.
Because he's cool.
Yeah.
Only the cool kids.
So 9 o'clock at night to wear sunglasses.
You mentioned the May 1st concert, and that's an Ozzy and Friends concert to benefit PGA Reach featuring Vince Gill, Kathleen Madigan, and Nico. So that's a great lineup.
Wonder how Ozzy got Nico to do it. You think he charged his dad?
I love Vince Gill, too. He's great.
So
voice.
Just for the record, no sex tapes for Nico Smith. Not our Nico Smith.
Not that Nico
Smith.
Yeah,
stay classy, St. Louis. Stay classy.
All right, we can get one more in here. Sammy, what do you got in mind?
Jake's Leg at the Gramophone. This is an acoustic show that you can catch them there every third Wednesday. So actually, that was yesterday, but future times, 9 o'clock, and it's a $6 cover. What a great way to see Jake's Leg acoustically. I love it. You can check them out at jakesleg.com. And also the Bearcat Getaway, July 12th. That's the huge campground thing out there.
That.
Yeah, Jake's
Boat
Leg performs there July 12th. Yeah, that's a pretty big deal.
Wait a minute. You were there?
Yeah.
Why?
I didn't know Jake's Leg was going to be there, though.
Hippies are us.
Yeah, I was gonna, it's not really, wasn't the Pixies.
Oh, dear, this is an interesting show. A lot of tie-dye shirts.
All right, so that's coming up to you, and also that show at the Gramophone acoustic set, gramophonelive.com for their website. Let's go out with some Jake's Leg. What do you want to do?
Fire on the Mountain.
Love it. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
Thank you, my dear.
Don't forget, Play It Forward. PlayItForwardSTL.org. Let's get those instruments to the kiddies, shall we? right. Sorry, Randy, to cut into your singing, but I'm way late for traffic, and I'm sure Ed Smirin is not amused. And neither are you if you're out in traffic and stuck.